Sales of AR-15s have exploded.
The AR-15.
The AR-15 assault rifle used in the Orlando terrorist attack.
The AR-15 can be used for hunting.
One of the most popular and most reviled weapons in America.
The National Rifle Association calls the AR-15 America's gun. The assailant in Sutherland Springs, Texas, used a variant of the AR-15 to murder 26 people on Sunday. And according to the NRA, it's the most popular rifle in the United States. The AR-15 is a military weapon. The U.S. military version is called the M16, and it's been on the scene since the Vietnam War. The civilian version, available today, is semi-automatic, very easy to get and easy to modify. In the case of the Sutherland Springs shooter, Devin Kelly, the Air Force failed to alert federal law enforcement about his history of domestic violence, as it was supposed to. Kelly easily obtained the dangerous weapons he used in the massacre, including the AR-15-style rifle. Well, as much as American gun owners appear to love the AR-15, perpetrators of some of the country's worst mass shootings choose it too. Sandy Hook, San Bernardino, Orlando, Las Vegas, and now Sutherland Springs, all with variants of the AR-15. AJ Somerset is a writer and author of the book Arms, The Culture and Credo of the Gun, and he's here to explain the history of the AR-15 and why it's so popular. AJ, welcome.
Hello.
Well, that's the question. What do people love so much about the AR-15, and why is it so wildly popular?
Well, I think the most important reason is that the AR-15 is just cool. It's a good gun. That is, you know, it's accurate and it's reliable, but it's also a modular kind of design, which lets people who, you know, don't have skill as gunsmiths, it lets them change out components and parts and customize their rifle to suit their needs or desires.
Talk about the experience of shooting the AR-15 and why people who aren't necessarily, you know, gun experts or marksmen still like it.
As a rifle, it's a fairly accurate rifle, and it's an easy-to-use rifle. The standard AR-15 caliber is a 223, which is a fairly light recoiling round, so it doesn't punish you. So it's comfortable to shoot, and you can shoot it rapid-fire fairly accurately with it.
So, AJ, you described one of the appeals of the AR-15 that is just a cool gun. And I get that for people who are gun enthusiasts. They want to own it. It's fun to shoot and fun to modify. Does that idea of it being a cool gun, does that ever diminish for people when they see this favorite rifle being used in mass shooting after mass shooting in America? We went down the list. And I wonder how that affects people's perception of the coolness.
Well, I don't think it does. And there's a couple of things going on there. One is that within any mass shooting, as the story comes out, it's possible to fit the facts to more than one point of view. So the gun culture view of this most recent shooting in Texas is that it was stopped by a good guy with a gun. Never mind that 46 people were shot before it was stopped, but it was stopped, which is exactly the story they want to tell. So that's the point of view they take on it. And it does not, nothing ever shocks people into saying, gosh, maybe we're going down the wrong path here. The other thing that's there is that mass shootings provoke fear. And part of the popularity of the AR-15 and similar rifles since the expiry of the assault weapons ban has been fear-driven. If you are a subscriber to the ideas of the gun culture, then that fear manifests itself not in calls for regulation, but in a desire to arm yourself and buy ammunition. So mass shootings actually lead people to want to buy the gun.
Well, AJ, we talked to our listeners about this. We put out the call and asked them if they own the AR-15, and if so, what they like about it.
My name is Aaron Bratt, and I'm from Atkins, Arkansas. Yes, I own an AR-15 and several other rifles that would be considered assault rifles by the left-wing media. I use them to hunt and for recreation with my friends. We go target shooting and other, you know, activities.
This is Catherine in Dallas, Texas. I do not own one, but I do own a shotgun for home protection, and I also have a semi-automatic handgun, which I carry with me.
This is Andrew from Boca. I use an M16 in the Army Reserve, and that's almost an identical weapon to the AR-15. It's a really, really powerful weapon. It's really also easy to use. I think that it should never be in the hands of civilians.
This is Robert. I'm calling from Alaska. and I own an AR-15. I got out of the Army shortly after a 15-month deployment. I felt completely naked without it.
You, Takeaway listeners and gun owners, called in and told us what you like about the AR-15 rifle. And so we continue now my conversation about the wildly popular AR-15 with A.J. Somerset, author of Arms, The Culture and Credo of the Gun. A.J., what about the firepower of this weapon? One of the debates around the AR-15 is not the gun itself, but how many bullets it can hold, how many bullets it can fire, and how lethal it is if an assailant wants to use it.
Well, the AR-15 has got an interesting controversy surrounding its firepower. There's this myth that seems to have grown up around it that it has exceptional power, that it's an exceptionally powerful gun. And in fact, the cartridge it fires at 223 or 5.56 NATO is not a particularly powerful cartridge. It's a very small bullet traveling very fast, and it tends to cause pretty terrible wounds rather than killing people outright. The AR-15 cartridge is something that deer hunters wouldn't use on deer because it doesn't produce a quick, clean kill. And so this leads people to say, oh no, the AR-15 is not that powerful, when they're pushing back against gun control arguments. In fact, the deer would wander off and die. So the point is kind of moot. But it doesn't have that mythic power that people attribute to it. The bigger concern with rifles like the AR-15 is simply that they take that interchangeable box magazine. So I can have, you know, a standard magazine for it would be 30 rounds. I have 30 rounds in the gun. I've got another 60 rounds on my person. I can change magazines very quickly. I can fire a lot of bullets. We get inured to the numbers until something really exceptional like Las Vegas happens. The shooting in Texas doesn't seem that remarkable until you stop and consider those numbers again. A man walked into a church and he shot 46 people. That's a remarkable number. He shot 46 people and then walked out. And this is what having that interchangeable box magazine enables you to do. You can't walk into a church with a bolt-action rifle and shoot 46 people.
And does that help explain why, in addition to the AR-15 being so popular with lawful gun owners, that it's also popular with murderers?
Absolutely. If you want to pull off a mass shooting, or even if you're just fascinated with the idea that you need to defend yourself, a rifle with an interchangeable box magazine is absolutely mandatory.
So where did the AR-15 come from, AJ? How did it come on the scene? What's the history?
Well, it comes out of the experience of Vietnam. The United States Army went into Vietnam after the Second World War. The U.S. Army retained a full-size rifle cartridge, where the rest of the world wanted to go to what's called an intermediate cartridge, which is a smaller rifle cartridge. It doesn't have necessarily the same range or the same recoil. But in Vietnam, the U.S. Army sort of discovered that the rest of the world had gone that way for a reason. And the AR-15 was, you know, originally developed as a sort of a concept for the Army, and then they eventually adopted it as the M16.
So like so many popular weapons, AJ, the AR-15 has this military history, but then becomes mass marketed to civilians in America and becomes wildly popular. When did this gun cross over from a gun that was just available to one that people really clamored for?
Well, it was available through, you know, the 80s and the 90s. It was marketed to civilians, but didn't really take off. Then you had the Clinton-era assault weapons ban beginning in 1994, which then expired in 2004. And with the expiry of the assault weapons ban, two things happened. One is that the firearms industry took advantage of that ban expiring and marketed these kinds of guns like crazy, with the apparent intent of if they could flood the market with these guns, they become that much harder to ban again. The other thing that happened is that 2004, when that ban expires, you're following on from 9/11 and the invasion of Iraq and the invasion of Afghanistan, and there's a tremendous amount of support for the military and a desire to support the troops. And owning the same firearm that the U.S. armed forces use becomes almost an expression of patriotism. And for people who did serve, it's attractive to come home, leave the service, and then simply buy the gun that you used to use when you were in the Army.
So there's this crossover point, AJ, from a gun being popular with gun enthusiasts to it reaching kind of celebrated fan status. We've talked about the Glock on the show before, where experts said there was a similar experience. The Glock became much more than just a handgun. It became a symbol and a must-have for handguns. And I think you're saying that the AR-15 is sort of like that for rifles.
Yeah, I think it is. Because it is associated with the United States, it's an American design. It's the same rifle the military uses. And like the Glock was kind of a revolutionary pistol. The AR-15, as a sort of modular design, is sort of the last revolution or the most recent revolution in the design of firearms.
So, AJ, are you an AR-15 owner?
No, I'm not. When I was in the military, you know, I used the Canadian Army's version of that rifle, but I felt that I had, you know, I've done that, so I don't really have a desire to own one.
If you wanted to own one, could you in Canada?
I could, but here in Canada, it's a restricted firearm, so it's more difficult to buy than just a regular rifle.
Well, AJ, we've heard from lots of listeners here on The Takeaway. We put the call out and asked people if they own an AR-15 and if they love it. And we got a lot of responses from gun owners who love that gun. And I'm going to guess that that's not a surprise to you.
No, it wouldn't be. I mean, as I said previously, when I was in the Canadian military, I used our version of the M16, which is the C7. And it's essentially the same gun. And it's a great gun. If I owned one, I would love it.
AJ Somerset is author of Arms, The Culture and Credo of the Gun. AJ, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.